Good day, it's John David Miller and Holistic Reality Radio Blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today we're talking about the United States of Fraud. We had a glitch in our software on the studio I run the program on, and yesterday I could not put the program out on Thursday as we normally do. But today we're talking about the United States of Fraud. Are you aware that we are living under a massive fraud system? Much of what we think and do has been affected by a long-standing network of hidden fraudsters and manipulators. We need to learn about this and get to work to change things for the better. So let's talk about the different types of fraud that we are experiencing. Religious fraud, that's been around for centuries. It's been used for millennia as a powerful mind control method that draws on concepts, writings, images, and powers that are little knowable and provable to sustain rituals, beliefs, and behaviors that keep people distracted, dependent, suspicious, fearful, and oppositional. Perhaps we'll do a whole program on the details of religion. I actually have a graduate degree in religion. Another one is financial fraud, the submission of national currency issuance to a private banking cartel that was done here in the U.S. in 1913. It's known as the Federal Reserve. It's not federal and it's not a reserve, but it is a banking cartel. And by the 1930s, they changed the gold by manipulating the pricing, calling in all the gold that people were holding other than jewelry. And then in 1970, they closed the gold window. 1971, I think it was, closed the gold window, took the silver and gold out of all the money. By the mid-60s, they had removed the silver from our coinage. So this has led to a worldwide bubble of excess currency and overvalued stocks that drive inflation, greater poverty for the poor, and more profit and assets for the rich banks and corporations that are in network with the banks. Political fraud, the divide and rule strategy of using two seemingly oppositional parties with lying actor puppets trained and positioned to stir things up with regurgitated issues and accusatory rhetoric, keeps the public distracted while technocratic tyranny is being implemented. And with the next one as well, we want to refer you to the book I have been writing for the last 12 years or 13 years on the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. You can find that at TickTricks.com. For the next type of fraud, we're discussing information and media fraud. Withholding of true information and substituting falsehood and propaganda has been the standard operating procedure of, quote, leaders and social engineers for thousands of years. All mainstream media is owned by corporations of the transnational interlocking corporate kingdom. And there are controlled opposition gatekeepers in the alternative media as well. History, events, and the narratives about them are controlled by intelligence agencies, think tanks, and their big corporate and secret society backers. So you can't really trust anything that you think is going on without further investigation. In other words, you can't just take that what you see in the news or through the media as for granted, that it's correct, that it's really the way things are, or even in history books and what we're taught in school and so forth. There's all kinds of things to question about our history and our political realities, and especially the financial and so forth. Bureaucratic fraud. Many agencies and organizations, both governmental and private corporations and nonprofits, are not operating legitimately. They may not be at all as described, or may have a benign front cover while conducting crime behind the scenes. Yeah, that's right. We're living in a criminal society run by criminals running their organizations as though they're legitimate, including the governments. You know, again, religion, finance, banks, the Internal Revenue Service, the taxation system, on and on, all based on all kinds of fraudulent manipulation of our laws. You know, many of our laws are not valid and are structured to be deceptive. The language is manipulated. You know, they use words in their own private way that are not revealed to those hearing the words, so they think it means something else, and so forth. Then we have the food fraud, where we have non-nutritious and toxic food leading to reduced intelligence and serious health problems. Agricultural chemicals, genetically modified organisms, like almost all the corn, almost all the soy, therefore almost all the livestock, all the meat and dairy products and eggs are based on genetically modified components. Food processing and chemical additives are just some of the intentional public poisons put out for us. All these chemicals in the food. There are also toxic ingredients in many of our household products. And again, we have a website, publicpoisons.com, that covers many of these environmental and household poisons that are being visited upon us. Some of them are in our water. So we have water fraud. The chlorine and fluoride added to public water supplies are seriously toxic and should be removed from the water before consumption. But the government agencies tell you, oh, the water's fine and safe to drink. Along with many other environmental contaminants in the water, we need to get the chlorine and fluoride that are added and the aluminum compounds that all added at the water treatment plants out of there, as well as incredible public poisons in the environment. We need to clean up the entire environment, especially the agricultural fields. They're very, very sad how our soil has been abused and saturated with these chemical agents, and glyphosate in particular. Almost everyone in America has toxic levels of glyphosate in their system, just because that's also known as Roundup, the weed killer that is used in agriculture. But even more important is the pharma fraud, because vaccines and other big pharma medicines poison, dumb down, and undermine health. The fraudulent authorizing of only the medical approach to health and ignorance about natural self-care causes people to be poisoned, less clear-minded, and preoccupied with health issues, so they are less capable to figure a way out of the medical maze. So pharma fraud, you know, there is no deficiency of these chemical medicines that are making us unhealthy. It's the nutritional deficiency and the toxins that are causing our health problems, and to solve them, we need to detoxify, support ourselves with life-supporting nutrition, relax our tension, and exercise vigorously to keep our body toned up and functioning well with good metabolism, and to help clear the toxins out as well. So natural health is the approach to being well, not pharmaceuticals. And vaccines are where they start in infancy to poison the heck out of everybody and reduce our ability to think straight and to be healthy through our lives, so that we're distracted with our health problems, paying the medical establishment all of our assets, and to sort out how they're doing this to us. So we need to make some changes. Then we have the technology fraud. Secret technologies are so far beyond what is revealed to the public that those participating in them under severe non-disclosure policies are being called a breakaway civilization. That's right. There's a whole civilization of people dealing secretly with advanced technologies, much more what we would have expected to be developing in the 21st century. They're all hidden from us. So, you know, there's great advanced activities going on, even off planet, that most of us have no knowledge of. So we need to uncover the hidden technology and bring them to bear on our life so we can clean up our environment and operate without need for using polluting fuels and so forth. The whole climate fraud is the next one, weather and climate fraud, because we live under artificial skies with manufactured weather via geoengineering. So it's another hidden from the public methodology utilizing technologies and chemicals and toxins. Toxic metal aerosols are sprayed from airplanes to form dusty clouds, then targeted with frequency transmissions from ionic heaters that ionize the atmosphere. Storms and other weather events can then be generated, moved, and intensified, or rain or snow can be blocked or driven away for drought engineering, if they prefer. The military and their contractors own the weather. Blaming climate change on us and our lifestyle is propaganda for global technocratic population control. Much more about this at survivethechanges.com on the geoengineering page and on the climate change page. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the changes we are facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products. TickTricks.com for more on the cabal trying to control us all. And HolisticReality.com for the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this program. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Thank you for listening.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.